City Council Member. The City Council is the legislative or lawmaking branch of New York City's government. The City Council is responsible for passing local laws, making decisions about land use, investigating and overseeing city agencies, and approving the city's budget. Each council member represents one of the 51 New York City Council districts. Council members receive an annual base salary of $112,500. Council leaders and chairs of committees receive additional pay. Council members may hold other jobs in addition to their council seats. City Council District 27, Democratic Primary. Manuel Kaufman, Joan Flowers, Greg Mays, I. Danique Miller, Sandra H. Peden, Clyde Vanell.
Manuel Kaufman, party enrolled in.
Democratic.
Current occupation.
Retired.
Previous occupations.
Air veteran, route salesman, Entenmann's Bakeries, business owner, community liaison for Assemblyman William Scarborough.
Education.
High school graduate.
Organizational affiliations.
Former president of the Brinkerhoff Action Association, former first vice president of Community Board 12, and current member, president of U.S. Postal Service Customer Advisory Committee, executive secretary of the Guy R. Brewer United Democratic Club.
Prior public experience.
Mayor appointee to the Jamaica Bay Watershed Protection Plan Advisory Committee, Mayor appointee to the Jamaica Bay Empire under the Small Business Administration, community liaison for Assemblyman William Scarborough.
What is the most important issue in Council District 27 you would address if elected?
Public and school safety.
What other important issues would you address if elected?
Education, economic development / jobs, environmental issues.
What makes you the best candidate for this office?
My experience as community liaison for Assemblyman William Scarborough and working with elected official and as a member of Community Board 12 give me the knowledge of the problems within the district. It also gives me the ability to navigate the different agencies to get quick results to the constituents in need of help. I have also worked closely with the commanders of our local precincts to bring a more pleasing relationship between the police and the community, such as helping to promote events, talent shows, National Night Out Against Crime, monthly precinct council meetings, my environmental work on the cleanup of the West Side Toxic Corporation, a site that had contaminated the groundwater in our community, made me an environmental leader within city. I am currently working with several organizations presently to address the rising water table, a problem that is affecting homeowners and the business community with groundwater intrusion. My knowledge and history of getting the job done surely makes me the best candidate.
Participating in the campaign finance program.
Joan Flowers, party enrolled in.
Democratic.
Current occupation.
Practicing attorney and local business owner.
Previous occupation.
Attorney.
Education.
FIT, St. John's University School of Law.
Organizational affiliations.
Allen Lawyers Guild, Queens County Bar Association, Macon Allen Black Bar Association.
Prior public experience.
Elected state committee woman.
What is the most important issue in Council District 27 you would address if elected?
I advocate the highest quality education for all our children that deserve the $7.7 billion federal dollars owed to our local schools. I will fight for directing these monies for teacher professional development, up-to-date classroom textbooks, in-class technology equipment, and the highest quality teachers our children deserve.
What other important issues would you address if elected?
I'm a 30-year local entrepreneur that has birthed one of the largest employee institutions in the community. I will fight for local community empowerment that would include additional tax credits and incentives for local business development. When elected, I will fight for the necessary safety in our neighborhoods and environment. The NYPD must focus their efforts in combating crime in high crime reported areas.
What makes you the best candidate for this office?
I'm a longtime community resident, small business owner, community advocate, and practicing lawyer for over 25 years. I have served this community working with local senior citizen organizations, local schools, and nonprofit community organizations to improve the quality of life and access to all needed resources for all our people. I will bring this experience and community commitment to City Hall.
Not participating in the campaign finance program.
Greg Mays.
Party enrolled in.
Democratic.
Current occupation.
Founder and executive director of Better Jamaica, Inc.
Previous occupations.
Certified public accountant with Coopers & Lybrand. Ad director with Black Enterprise Magazine. Distribution executive at Columbia Pictures. Various positions with internet startups.
Education.
PS15. IS59. Bayside High School, Medgar Evers College, BBA in Accounting from Howard University, MBA from Harvard University.
Organizational affiliations.
Board Treasurer, Classical Theater of Harlem. Member, Greater Jamaica Development Corporation. Immediate past president, Addisley Park Civic Organization.
Prior public experience.
Parks Committee Chair, Queens Community Board 12.
What is the most important issue in Council District 27 you would address if elected?
Education. Less than 50% of third and fifth graders in Southeast Queens are passing the English Language Arts exam. The impact of these poor outcomes is dramatically reflected in middle and high school underachievement. Poor academic performance underlies so many other problems. It is the issue that we have the most control over at the local level.
What other important issues would you address if elected?
Ongoing support for nonprofits in the district is also critically important. Local nonprofits address the general needs of the community, from after-school and weekend programs for youth to meeting the needs of senior citizens. Local nonprofits are also excellent at addressing the community's specific needs. In our case, record foreclosures and a high proportion of disengaged youth. A grant writer on my staff would be charged with providing technical assistance to nonprofits. I will address unemployment, another issue in need of attention, as an advocate for job training / readiness and small business creation.
What makes you the best candidate for this office?
I was born and raised here in Jamaica and have extensive experience developing and implementing solutions for community problems. As a past president of a local civic organization, and as a member of Community Board 12, I have an excellent sense of what it takes to secure better city services.
Participating in the campaign finance program. I, Danique Miller.
Party enrolled in.
Democratic.
Current occupation.
President of Amalgamated Transportation Union, ATU, local number 1056, which represents drivers and mechanics who work for MTA New York City Transit's Queens Bus Division.
Previous occupations.
ATU 1056 Political Action Chair and Recording Secretary. MTA Bus Driver.
Education.
Cornell University School of Labor Relations, the CUNY Transportation Research Institute at City College, and the National Labor College.
Organizational affiliations.
Southern Queens Parks Association, where he has worked to improve our parks and to provide educational and social opportunities to our youth and young adults. Co-founder Brothers Unlimited, that assists families in need. Mentor with Life Camp and United Black Men of Queens. The New York City Middle School Baseball League, which serves hundreds of youths across the city and has nearly doubled in size in the past 2 years. Guy R. Brewer and United for Progress Democratic Clubs. Executive Council, Working Families Party, New York City Chapter.
Prior public experience.
Co-chair, MTA Labor Coalition, representing 29 unions and more than 60,000 workers.
What is the most important issue in Council District 27 you would address if elected?
As a product of public schools and as a parent whose children attended New York City public schools, Danique wants to improve public education and empower teachers with the resources and tools needed to educate our children and grandchildren.
What other important issues would you address if elected?
Danique will fight to make New York City a more equitable place to live, where all families enjoy quality public schools, access to good-paying jobs, and elected officials accountable to everyday people, not wealthy donors, and improved access to transportation, which is key to accessing good job opportunities, education, and medical care.
What makes you the best candidate for this office?
Danique's lifetime fighting for Southeast Queens families, experience and record as a labor leader and coalition builder, delivering benefits and services to working people, make him well qualified to represent Southeast Queens in the City Council. He restored bus service, including the Q27 and Q42, to make it easier for residents to reach work, school, medical appointments, and other activities, the first ever child care program for municipal workers anywhere in the U.S., and protecting riders and transit workers from assaults.
Participating in the campaign finance program. Sandra H. Peden.
Party enrolled in.
Democratic.
Current occupation.
Consultant.
Previous occupations.
Managing partner, Peden Jacobs and Associates. Deputy political director, Council of School Supervisors and Administrators. Deputy chief of staff, Councilmember David Weprin. Policy Director, Councilmember Thomas White, Jr. Associate Consultant, Rivera, Sierra & Company, Inc. Substance Abuse Counselor, Outreach House. Legislative Director, Councilmember Juanita Watkins.
Education.
Marymount Manhattan College, Outreach Training Institute.
Organizational Affiliations.
Lifelong Episcopalian, Founding Member, Thurgood Marshall Regular Democratic Club. Former Vice President, St. James the Less Community Corporation. Founding Member, Board of Directors, Lewis H. Latimer Youth Corps. Life Member, NAACP, Jamaica Branch. Member, United for Progress Democratic Club.
Prior public experience.
My career in public service has spanned from serving as receptionist to senior advisor, and in all positions I understood and took seriously the public trust. From my political mentor, Juanita Watkins, I learned about education and human services policy. With Councilmember White, we addressed issues of public safety and economic development, and with Councilmember Weprin, the emphasis was on constituent services and the New York City budget.
What is the most important issue in Council District 27 you would address if elected?
We must protect the most vulnerable in our district, the youth and seniors. We must develop policies and programs to secure housing, adequate nutrition, and financial stability for both of these populations.
What other important issues would you address if elected?
Restructuring of the New York City Department of Education is necessary for the success of our children. Additionally, we must foster industry development for job growth and build our infrastructure.
What makes you the best candidate for this office?
My years of public service provide me with insight on how the City Council works, how to legislate, develop policy, and create budgets which would positively impact my community and the City of New York as a whole. My unique experience and skill set have led me to spend my career in public service, and I believe that the issues which we face today require elected officials who have institutional knowledge, a fresh perspective, and the ability to work with others. I have these skills and hope I will earn the opportunity to serve in this capacity.
Not participating in the campaign finance program. Clyde Vanell.
Party enrolled in.
Democratic.
Current occupation.
Attorney.
Previous occupations.
Restaurateur. Internet trademark company.
Education.
Juris Doctor, Boston University. Bachelor of Science, State University of New York.
Organizational affiliations.
Cambria Heights Civic Association, NAACP, Kappa Alpha Psi.
Prior public experience.
Democratic County Committee, election attorney for Democratic Party.
What is the most important issue in Council District 27 you would address if elected?
Clyde believes that promoting job creation in New York City and in District 27 in particular should be the top priority of the next council member. Too often our friends and neighbors lose their jobs when employers leave New York City and move to New Jersey and Connecticut. Clyde understands that not only is it important to attract new employers that pay a living wage to New York City, but we must also keep the existing employers. Also, Clyde is a champion of small business. He understands that many of our residents are employed by small businesses. He will work hard to make it easier to run a small business in New York City, and he would work to remove red tape.
What other important issues would you address if elected?
Clyde understands that important issues include 1. Improving education by preventing school closures while providing more resources to local schools. 2. Improving crime prevention and safety while eliminating the current stop and frisk policy. 3. Working on tax reform by giving relief to the middle class. 4. Improving the environment by reducing neighborhood flooding and conquering congestion. 5. Working to improve bus service. 6. Improving access to health care. And 7. Addressing foreclosures and making it easier for residents to become homeowners.
What makes you the best candidate for this office?
Clyde is the best candidate because he is an attorney that fought and advocated for the community and schools for years. He is the only candidate that stood up with the community to keep neighborhoods in the district united during the redistricting process last fall. Clyde also operates an office in the district that serves as a community center where many local organizations meet and host events.
Participating in the campaign finance program.